Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
We understand that not everybody is obsessed with Jason and Travis Kelce as we are, even though we all love the Chiefs. But Jason Kelce offered advice to his brother Travis as he contemplates retirement.
In my opinion, to nail that decision, you got to step away from the game for a little bit. Play these last three games, enjoy them with your teammates, enjoy them with your coaches. The team's going to be different no matter whether you come back or not next year. So enjoy these last three games. There's so many emotions with this game right after a season. And for right now, it's just too fresh. You got to step away from it. You got to think about it.
I don't want him to not come back next year. I'm just not sure his heart's in it anymore. The Rolling Stones will not tour in 2026 because Keith Richards isn't up to it. This cracked me up. The quote was, "There's no word why, but he's been dealing with arthritis in recent years." Y'all, the word why is because he turns 82 tomorrow. Keith Richards is tired. Oh no. This never occurred to me, but you know how Posh Spice is so full of herself? Well, after David Beckham was knighted back in November, Victoria Beckham confirms she now holds the title of Lady Beckham.
Is Sir David Beckham?
He is.
And you are Lady Victoria?
I am Lady Beckham.
You are Lady Beckham.
Wow.
Yeah. She was already so full of herself. Y'all, the trailer for Steven Spielberg's new UFO movie, Disclosure Day, is out. I watched it for you, and I'm not well. It made my stomach hurt, and I couldn't even play any part of it for you because I'm afraid it would make your stomach hurt. I'm sorry. Michelle Obama revealed that she and Barack were scheduled to see Robin Michelle Reiner the day the couple died.
We've known them for many, many years, and we were supposed to be seeing them that night, last night. And we got the news. And let me just say this. Rob and Michelle Reiner are some of the most decent, courageous people you ever want to know.
That hits hard. Rob and Michelle Reiner's son Nick has been formally charged with two counts of first-degree murder. The Voice crowned its season 28 winner last night. I don't know them. And Simu Liu shared his fiance Allison Su's emotional reaction when he arranged a special congratulatory video message from Taylor Swift after his proposal in Paris.
My fiance works in music, so she's a digital marketing executive, and she grew up a Swiftie. I reached out to Taylor through her publicist, and I said, "Hey, is there any way, you know, just to say congrats?" And she literally 2 days later sent it over.
Oh, that's so nice. The new head football coach for Sacramento State used to be a backup dancer for MC Hammer. I'm doing the dance right now, in case you can't tell. And Kendrick Lamar paused his show the other night to celebrate a 9-year-old named Kalina. It was her birthday.
Happy birthday, dear
Nina. Yeah, and then he gave her a hat, which she said people offered her a lot of money for. And finally, a Kardashian alert. So Kim Kardashian's Skims brand faced some backlash after a TikTok showed a Santa in a muted beige outfit.
I'm wearing this lovely outfit that Kim sent me. And it's underneath is the ultimate bodysuit in Sienna.
Yeah, they were just as upset online that he was slimmer than usual. Y'all, some Santas aren't chubby. Let that man live his life. Anyway, all right. Oh, that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except ho, ho, ho?